section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
TNA debuts on Pop, Chris Jericho returns, and WWE signs the Bullet Club. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Take what you wanna take. Don't you leave me here. Last thing, leave you aside for your fear. I'm the one, one and only love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron, we have a special guest, Doug Hahn. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. So Aaron, what is the biggest news of the week?
Well, that's pretty easy. It is the potential signing of AJ Styles, Nakamura, Carl Anderson, and Doc Gallows for WWE. Now, we have only preliminary reports on this, and WWE even responded to the rumor saying that that Triple H said no comment, but they brought a lot of validity to it. And the rumor right now is that AJ Styles and Nakamura are getting paid big, big money, and so they would not be going to NXT, but instead they would be going to the main roster. Now, Doug, I know that you had mentioned a couple weeks ago that, really big fan of NJPW. You got to see a lot of that on Access TV. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, couple of really big names there.
Some really big names. I mean, you have three of the big players in the Bullet Club moving over to WWE, and Nakamura is one of their top stars. I mean, it was Wrestle Kingdom for New Japan Wrestling, which was an excellent show, and AJ Styles took on Nakamura for the Intercontinental title, and even during the match, Matt Stryker said one of them getting hurt would be a big loss for New Japan Wrestling, and I couldn't help but laugh.
Good old Matt Stryker. At least he calls the wrestling moves by their proper name. Now, this is the reason why we had to change it to potentially is because right now, we know, we don't know this for a fact, but right now, as it stands, they have not technically signed, but the offers are on the table. So what does that really mean? It means that they've talked about it. They've gone over negotiations. All they have to do is put the ink to the paper. Now, when is that going to happen? We don't know. It could be potentially that it doesn't happen until someone debuts. And with AJ dropping the title, that pretty much says that he's coming. Now, I'm just curious.
You mean Nakamura dropping the title?
I'm sorry, Nakamura. I thought Styles lost too.
Styles lost to Nakamura.
Yeah, he lost to Nakamura, and then he got turned on by the Bullet Club. Kenny Omega had turned on him, and then the rest of the Bullet Club joined in on the beatdown, so to speak. So, I don't know. I think that it's actually a really big deal. I mean, AJ Styles is probably my favorite wrestler of all time. I think he is the most talented wrestler, in terms of what I prefer to see, in my wrestling, whenever I watch wrestling. He is just tremendous, and he can hit so many different moves out of anywhere. And his match with Nakamura, at the Tokyo Dome show was absolutely fantastic. I mean, it was a lot of the matches were fantastic. That one being one of them that stood out. So, I am excited for this, but let's talk about maybe what could happen on the negative side. So let's just say AJ Styles and Nakamura go to the main roster. Are we going to see a Yoshitatsu situation here, Doug?
That's what I fear. And I've been thinking about it all day, and I even joked with another person about how I'm so excited that they're coming. Now let's see how WWE screws it up.
And that's the sad part to say, that you have to say, I wonder how they're going to screw this up. But that's the potential right now. But the thing is that they're bringing over four guys from the Bullet Club. Now, this could...
Three from the Bullet Club.
I'm sorry. My bad. Three from the Bullet Club. Now, the way I'm looking at it is that I think the Bullet Club is going to reform under something else. And I believe that's what's really going to happen. Finn Balor goes to the main roster. You bring Anderson and Gallus straight to the main roster. Gallus has already been the main roster. He doesn't need to. He knows how the WWE style is. And also, if you notice that, was it Anderson that actually had the Balor tights on, which I thought was interesting. So that was pretty much saying that, yeah, we've resigned. I mean, you wouldn't tease that unless they're trying to do a big swerve. But realistically, the payday that happens after the WWE is where you make a lot of the money. I want to say it was someone like even Honky Tonk Man said that when he left the WWE, he made more money because of all his indie appearances than anything. Same thing with, I don't know about Solomon Crowe or Sammy Callahan. I'm not sure about him. But
well, Daniel Bryan did.
Another one that was big was a CJ Parker. When he left, he got paid a lot of money because he's straight from NXT. So he didn't get the bump that most wrestlers get, but he would get double what other guys on the card would get that maybe have been in that promotion for, we'll say, like 5 years. So that actually says something.
So AJ is going to keep his name, right? I mean, are I don't we think agreement
can,
there?
I don't think you can change it at this point.
Well, there's, I mean, and he has AJ tattooed on the side.
That is true. I mean, well, maybe that's why they got rid of AJ Lee.
Maybe. So AJ Styles, right? And then you have Nakamura, who... Maybe they do. They might try to make it something like Hideo Itami. You know, his name was just Kenta, which was perfect. But Luke Gallows instead of Doc Gallows, right? I mean, that's what they're probably going to go with. What do they do with Carl Anderson, though? Because that's not his real name. You know, that's his stage name. And, you know, for the most part, it's a very generic name. So they're probably going to come up with a different name for him.
I got it. It's going to be Andy Carlson.
Now I got a weird question. Does anyone know who actually owns the Bullet Club trademark?
Is it Finn?
I'm curious, and I don't know how we can find that out, but whoever owns that trademark, that's the big money maker, no matter how you look at it. Because hey, let's say WWE wants to use that, there's some money there for that guy, because he's gonna get paid from here on out. I'm pretty sure they're gonna change it to something else, like the Chainsaw Club or something along those lines.
It'll be something stupid because, you know, of course, with how
Gunslingers.
Well, because the problem is going to be that, you know, some parents are going to call and they'll be up in arms and be like, oh, you guys are glorifying guns or some dumb thing like that. So, you know, unfortunately, I don't think that they keep the Bullet Club name and they would go with something else. But I don't know. I mean, you know, we'll see what's going to happen, but I'm actually really excited about this. This is, one of the biggest things that we've talked about since really Seth Rollins has got injured, I think.
That is the only way to explain it right now. Now I got a weird question. Doug, are you going to see AJ Styles?
That was my first, like, as soon as, I was brought to this news, I instantly thought, oh my God, this would be great. You know, and it kind of did remind me of the Rollins thing because we were talking about it. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm going to this pay-per-view. Something now has to happen at the pay-per-view just because I'm going. So my hope and pray is that AJ debuts at the Royal Rumble as like number, I don't know.
20.
Yeah, something in the middle.
Well, I don't know if you put him at 20 because you got to have a reason why he gets eliminated, and then you start that feud right there. Then he's on the fast lane to WrestleMania.
Yeah, way to go.
Now, I got to say, based on Doug's history so far, that means that something huge is going to happen at WrestleMania, because Doug was present for CM Punk at Money in the Bank. He was present for the dual world heavyweight title switch at Survivor Series this past year. Anything else big that you have been a part of so far, Doug?
The breakout of the Shield. That's when they won the tag team champions and the U.S. title.
Okay.
So there's a couple of them that I went to that didn't really anything happen, but shows.
Either way, so I mean, at Royal Rumble, if AJ Styles debuts there, that's going to be huge. I mean, that's going to be monumental. So that means that at WrestleMania, something gigantic has to happen, and we're going to be there. So that will be a good thing. That will be a good thing.
If it doesn't, I'm going to be so mad at you right now. Anyway, so let's talk WWE program for this week. So Heath Slater defeats Dolph Ziggler. I have to be 100% honest. I have not got to this point in Raw yet. So Aaron, what happened?
So Heath Slater came out with a group of misfits, you could say, and he defeated Dolph Ziggler, obviously, you know, through nefarious means. You know, he had three people interfering on him, Adam Rose, Curtis Axel, and Bo Dallas. First things first, Doug, was it a good move for Heath Slater to defeat Dolph Ziggler?
No. I mean, and going back to, I think I even said for most underutilized wrestler in that show was Ziggler. Here again, I mean, I was talking to my wife about this match, and she was trying to wonder who Heath Slater was. And I was like, well, he's usually a guy who loses in 5 seconds, and I can't believe this match has gone on this long. And that's when it really dawned on me. I was like, they're really going to let him win. I mean, is Ziggler going somewhere? Is he going away for a movie or something? I don't know why this is happening. You know, you have Team Future Endeavors versus Ziggler. I don't get it.
Wow.
That's a quote of the show.
Wow. Yep.
Definitely.
So, Andy, I imagine we're all in agreement here with that then.
I'm assuming that, hey, they re-signed Dolph Ziggler to a certain contract because they figured that TNA might have some steam going to a new network, even though they didn't know at the time. But
well, I'm just guessing that. I meant by, you know, of course, Ziggler should not have lost.
He should have lost. I mean,
what do you think then about the fact that they have formed these four misfits together? You know, I mean, I guess it's kind of a heel stable-ish. What do you think of these four thrown together? Is it a good move?
I mean, realistically, Curtis Axel is not doing anything. Bo Dallas was just kind of there. And Adam Rose was doing the Rosebud segment. Rose Bush, I'm sorry. That's pretty much it. Heath Slater was just in the back, probably wondering, hey, I wonder if I'm going to get on this show, or who am I going to lose to this week? I'm pretty sure that's what really was happening. This is what we call Job Squad version 2. They should just bring it back. I'm just saying. Bring back the Godfather for a few dates, Stevie Richards. What's Ivory doing these days? Just have him appear. You know, they'll say, well, we were version 1, so now you're version 2. Because, you know, we're better than version 1. Matt Hardy reference?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, yeah, I have no idea what's going on with this. Yes, that's right, I said it. Anyway, so, Chris Jericho returns. From what I gather, he debuted or re-debuted during the New Day segment. Doug, your thoughts?
You know what? I think you got to build some hype towards Royal Rumble. You need something to kind of push it. And since Raw has been doing so bad, you need some kind of surprise factor that's going to get you to watch the next show to say, well, Jericho returned this week. Who's going to return next week? Who's going to announce for the Royal Rumble next week? I kind of like the surprise usually. I know when I went to the Royal Rumble in Arizona, he was the number two person to come out. And the crowd erupted because no one expected him to be there. So having him kind of come out, beforehand and saying that he's going to be there, does it defeat, you know, the surprise aspect a little bit? Yes. But he is going to be that ring general that he's going to be in there for a long time. He's going to be the one that goes from referee to wrestler saying, hey, you're out next. So it's a good move to have him in the ring because you don't have a lot of generals on that roster right now that can run the Royal Rumble like he can. So.
Yeah,
glad to see him there.
And seeing what he did on Raw, too, you know, his mic work and getting the crowd behind him, it just shows that Jericho really has it. And that's the thing. I don't know. Maybe he has more creative freedom. I imagine that he does because he's been on the roster for so long and he knows the ropes. But, you know, that's what I really hope that everyone in the back was watching that going, man, I wish I can do that. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to go out there and command the crowd the way that he did. And it definitely builds the hype for Royal Rumble. You know, of course, a few other names were already announced for it. Big Show was Curtis Axel, the Wyatts, Jericho being another one that threw his name in the hat. And I think that's a really big deal when you have these people throwing their names in the hat. And I really hope that they get to a point where they go, we have almost everybody, but we're going to have a mini battle royal, you know, and the last one standing gets, you know, a special spot. And I really want them to do that. I want them to have the coveted number 30 spot, and I want them to do a first person in spot. You know, like, I don't know. They're probably going to do something maybe with Roman Reigns being number one or something like that. But I hope that they do that.
I have a question about that. Didn't Big Show announce that he was going to be the number one spot?
He did on Raw, and then they went ahead and did a revisionist history of it and said, oh, he's going to be one of the people in the Royal Rumble or something.
I say you put him number one, you put Roman Reigns number two.
Ooh.
Well, but no, the thing is, didn't Big Show turn face on Raw?
He just stood
again.
There.
He did come out. So did he turn?
Yeah, I think he turned, and then he turned again. So I don't know.
Leaving.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he came out as a face and maybe, or he came out as a heel and became kind of a face by getting attacked by the Wyatt. I don't know. It's WWE and they don't know what to do with Big Show.
I smell something. Do you guys smell that with the Royal Rumble? I got it. I know how these guys are going to appear. It's going to be Roman Reigns versus someone in the last two. And guess what's going to happen? The Bullet Club comes out and clears house. And by the way, AJ Styles' new name is going to be AJ Clash.
AJ Clash.
No, watch it be that. And then they're going to be like, hey, that guy from Off the Mark, he's pretty much a genius. We'll go ahead and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. I know they're thinking I'm a genius. And
yeah, so we got Big Show, the Wyatts, and Jericho. They're all in the Royal Rumble. Doug made a good point a while ago. He said that he almost wishes that they would never say who's in the match or I guess it's the match. You want to be surprised at that time. I actually kind of agree with it at this point because you don't know with the new sign of the potential signing of people. You kind of want to be surprised on who comes out. You know, it's not going to be James Storm now, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so Roman Reigns defeats Sheamus, and of course, Vincent Kennedy McMahon was the guest ref. So, Doug, what's going on now with this? I missed Rob, but I did see the spoiler on this.
This was actually really, really botched. If you actually watch the match, several times they tried to do a ref bump with Vince, and he didn't really sell it. And at the end, they're trying to do a ref bump where Vince couldn't count, even though Sheamus was the one actually on top this time, and Vince is looking right at him. They had to call for another referee to come down, and Scott Anderson came down, and he tried to do the fast count. Roman Reigns punches him, so I'm kind of curious why even another referee would come out if he's already punched two referees. But eventually, a third referee comes out and gives Roman Reigns the count out win, or the three count win.
Just out of curiosity, was it the NWO ref Nick Patrick that came out? Okay, just want to make sure. I just was curious. Yeah, this is interesting that they would do this, but you know, it's typical WWE booking because they're like, "Hey, this is who's gonna win, and we're gonna try and do all these swerves." But Aaron, what are your thoughts on the match?
Yeah, I knew what was going to happen. You know, there's no way that they're going to have Roman Reigns lose the title, like right away. And so you knew that some tomfoolery was going to happen. And there were so many botches that really did take me out. Roman Reigns went to throw Vince over the, you know, through the ropes, basically, so he'd be on the outside so he couldn't make the count. But instead, Vince, you know, he couldn't make it out to the outside, so they had him lay in the ring. But then he realized halfway through, he's like, oh, wait a second, that's not good because I can technically count and I'm not going to count. I have to call somebody else in. You know, that was kind of one of those. I think a lot of people were wondering, like, what is happening here? And the ending of the match just seemed so poorly done that even somebody just trying to suspend disbelief, I was just taken out of the entire moment. And then have Vince, you know, make the announcement that he did, where it's going to be, you know, 1 versus 29, that Roman Reigns is going to be in the Royal Rumble defending the WWE title. This is going to be the second time the WWE title has ever been up for grabs in the Royal Rumble. The first one, of course, being Ric Flair when he won it. I don't know. I mean, I think that this, the news about the NJPW signings, I was super excited about. And I thought, oh man, you know, Raw is going to be, maybe it could be exciting tonight. Maybe they're going to have something that's going to be kind of a lead up to this. Maybe they might tease some things. I don't know. But I was just really hoping for something big. The only thing that was worthwhile, I feel, about this Raw was Jericho returning, and maybe Ambrose and Kevin Owens segment. Those are probably the only two things that were enjoyable. Whereas this, it was just it was utter garbage. And I'm actually kind of curious what your guys' feelings are. So Andy, Roman Reigns is going to defend 1 versus 29. Obviously, he's going to be in the final four. You know, very early. We're obviously going to go over this again when it gets close to the Royal Rumble. But, you know, early results. Who do you think is going to be the final four for the Royal Rumble?
Good question, actually. You know, of course, it's going to be Roman Reigns, even though I think it'd be funny if he wasn't. But it'll be Sheamus, Roman Reigns. It's going to be someone I didn't not expect to be there. Oh, man, that's a good question. I'm missing someone. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like The Miz as well. And maybe Jericho. Well, actually, that, you know what? That's actually weird. Do you have Sheamus?
What?
What?
I'm sorry. You're saying that the final four,
The Miz,
are The Miz, who has not been doing crap, and who else?
Jericho.
And Jericho.
Sheamus.
And Sheamus and Roman Reigns.
And Roman Reigns.
Okay, so Brock Lesnar is not going to be in the final four.
I don't think Brock Lesnar will be at the pay-per-view.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm trying to play this down. So like when Doug sees
He comes out,
Doug will be like, yes!
Even though they're going to announce it next week when Brock Lesnar shows up on Raw.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, I don't understand the booking of this. Like, why defend the title? Because you know that no matter where, if they said that he's going to be number 30 and then he has to defend it against the guys, or if they say, hey, you're going to be number one, then he has to defend it against the guys.
No, see, what they're aiming for right now is to upset every wrestling fan out there. So not only is Roman Reigns going to win this, he's going to be the number one entry. He's going to be what tied with Stone Cold for back-to-back Royal Rumble wins.
He'll be tied with back as well.
Okay. But Hogan also only had the two wins, so he'll be tied with overall, and Reigns will probably get, you know, triple, you know, back-to-back-to-back, you know, Rumble wins. Why not? Let's just throw every history thing out. John Cena will win the title again and take that from Ric Flair. I mean, this is horrible. He's going to get the longest, you know, it'll take Rey Mysterio out from the longest Royal Rumble appearance. He already took out Kane's elimination, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He took out Kane's elimination. Yeah, first single. And actually,
so why not have him throw out all 29 people and, you know, quickly get up to the overall also? I mean, this is absolutely horrible. Honestly, I just don't get why this big of a push for Roman Reigns. I understand a push for Roman Reigns. I'm glad he has the title right now because it is a little bit better than Sheamus. But this is getting ridiculous. My final four is going to be Roman Reigns, Ambrose, Lesnar and Styles, I think right now is my prediction for final four, because you build up Styles coming in, that he actually makes it to the final four. That's your congratulations. This guy's going to be big here, but he gets knocked out real quick. And then you have Ambrose and Reigns versus Lesnar. And you probably see Ambrose tossing out Lesnar and Reigns throws both of them out and wins.
I'm going to change my final four.
Hold on. For the person who always picks AJ Styles,
Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder.
Bo Dallas.
Curtis Axel.
I was going to say, are you going to pick all four of the new stable?
Ms. Dow.
Slater, Rose, Axel, and Bo.
No, I actually, if I you said something that I kind of triggered. Okay, we'll say it's going to be Styles, Cena.
You gave a legitimate response?
No, Cena, John Cena, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and Dean Ambrose.
Oh, so you don't even have...
I will not have Roman Reigns in there. Interesting. Because it would make more sense to have Reigns eliminated, so then you have the final four saying that we're going to crown a new WWE champion tonight. Could it be AJ Styles? You know, because if you're not going to have the Bullet Club debut at Royal Rumble, which, you know, it's kind of fast to have him just all of a sudden appear, that would make more sense. But you can have AJ Styles come out there and then, or AJ Clash, and they're going to be like, wow, look at that. AJ Clash is out there. Who is this guy? He's been on the indie scene and New Japan Pro Wrestling. But all right, Aaron, who do you have for your final four?
A lot of great responses there. They have been teasing Cena Reigns, and so I do agree with you, Andy. I think it'd be Cena Reigns and probably Lesnar, I think, will be there. AJ Styles, that's the tough one. If AJ Styles is in the Royal Rumble, if you want him to be a big deal, you have to have him be in the final four. But I mean, what do you do? Do you have him start at number one, eliminate like, you know, 10 guys basically, and you know, talk about how valiant of a performance it is that he was the first one in or second one in, and you know, now he's all the way down to the final four? That's an option if you do have AJ Styles debut. I want AJ Styles to debut, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's not. And I'm going to say that it'll be Dean Ambrose, you know, or, you know, I mean, maybe you do have another heel in there. Maybe it's Del Rio. You know, if you want to try to push Del Rio over a little bit more, that, you know, that one's definitely the wild card, be an oddball out for the final four. But I definitely have Reigns, Cena, and Lesnar. And I know early results, I'm thinking Reigns retains, you know, and then they do a tournament, a mini tournament for who's going to face, you know, him at WrestleMania. That's my guess right now. But we're going to find out more, of course, in the next few weeks.
Why wouldn't they just have Lesnar come out and say, I don't care if you're the champion, I'm facing you at WrestleMania. Just come out and say that and then leave.
I mean, he's legit enough to do it, but... Mm-hmm.
He can say that. He can actually come out and say, I'm not going to be in this dumb match because guess what? I'm going to be the champion at WrestleMania. So whoever has the title doesn't matter. You're facing me, and then walk out. He could almost do that. The other thing is that we haven't talked about is NXT being represented by anyone. I mean, do we have any idea who could do it? I mean, you could have Finn do it. You could have... There's lots of guys in there.
If AJ Styles does debut, I don't think you have Finn as well, because I think that might overshadow some things. I think that you would want to do that at a different time. So you would probably want to go a little bit lower. You could do Samoa Joe, and that would be probably okay. But Finn is going to be a very special attraction, and you don't want to just waste him at Royal Rumble. You want to have it be a big deal, I think.
I think my question would be, though, is, I mean, those are both great names, and both of them could have a huge setup for AJ Styles, though. To have a big feud like that. I mean, those are the people I think I would want to feud with him immediately, just because of the Styles and the fact that, I mean, they both have storied history. AJ Styles came in after Finn Balor left and took over the Bullet Club. Who better to have his start off battle feud with than Finn Balor? Bring up Finn, and that's it. Finn is now your bring him up. If you know, another Samoa Joe, I think would... The only problem I would have with Samoa Joe is just now you're kind of legitimizing TNA, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest worry, is that WWE is going to kick them to the... Not kick them to the curb as much because they're paying them, but just look at what they did with the Monday Night Wars. Every show, it was down WCW, down WCW. I could see them bringing up Samoa Joe and bringing up, or having AJ Styles in here, and then just putting them down and putting them down just to say WWE is better than TNA. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they need to do it as, though. I mean, the thing I think with WCW is that WCW had WWE's number for a number of, I mean, it's 84 weeks or whatever. I mean, they damn near put them out of business. You know, I mean, they really did. And so for WWE to come back, it was that like, oh, not only do we beat our bully, now let's like just grind it, you know, the salt in the wounds. And I think with TNA, they did look at them as like micro, you know, competition for a little while, I don't think they look at them as competition as much anymore. They don't mention TNA, of course. They do mention Ring of Honor. They don't mention TNA. But I think that, you know, reigniting a feud with like Joe and AJ, I think would be okay. You know, they could say, oh, then they've battled around the world, you know, because they always use that old verbiage. But that I think I would be okay. They might do. I don't know if Vince would be as vindictive against TNA, you know, as he was with WCW. But then again, you never know. I mean, you know, this is the guy who thinks that, you know, Roman Reigns is not just a draw, but he's like the second coming of Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and John Cena combined. And he's pushing every single cent behind him, because not only was the title tournament about Roman Reigns, not only was Royal Rumble last year, WrestleMania, Money in the Bank, and this year's Royal Rumble, and this year's WrestleMania about Roman Reigns, but I mean, come on here. Like, this is ridiculous at this point in time. So, you know, you never know. I mean, he could be vindictive.
Wow, that's a lot to take in right there. So let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click strip installs are a free zip builder, and some of the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OffTheMark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do y'all do? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off The Mark page and click on the banner at the top to say big on items from WWEShop.com. So Impact Wrestling debuts on Pop TV for me and Standard F and Doug. Michael Bennett as the Miracle debuts. Aaron, your thoughts?
I mean, I like Michael Bennett and I like Maria Kanellis. I think that they're very talented. And I think it's kind of cool for TNA to get, you know, people who are somewhat made and that they're going to try to make them even bigger. And I think Michael Bennett is that type of a person. I know that there were rumors of TNA trying to sign Red Dragon as well. But, you know, I think Michael Bennett either way is a good thing for him. And, you know, obviously he's not going to WWE anytime soon. So a jump from Ring of Honor to TNA, you know, it's probably a step up for him.
And Doug, your thoughts?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't watched much of Ring of Honor or TNA. So
Michael Bennett's good. Don't get me wrong. He's good, but I'm surprised that he went with TNA. I'm more shocked that maybe WWE didn't throw an offer his way. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But he probably wouldn't want to go to NXT.
Well, I don't think that Michael Bennett is a Samoa Joe or even a James Storm. I think he's like 30 years old or so, which, you know, I mean, that's, you know, kind of it's an okay age. And, you know, I think it's perfect for like TNA. But he's probably doesn't have as much drawing power as Bobby Roode. You know, Bobby Roode going to NXT would make sense. Whereas Michael Bennett, I'd be like, oh, really? They took him? I would see them taking Red Dragon before I'd see them taking Michael Bennett. And that's not a knock against Bennett. I just think that, you know, his role is going to be in Ring of Honor and TNA. And if he's able to get over in TNA, then maybe WWE might look at him. But it's not going to be the situation where, you know, I don't think that, you know, WWE even looked at Jay Lethal, you know, as much as like, let's say, an Adam Cole, who is super over in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, but didn't they look over Kenny King for a little bit?
Yeah. He was tough enough.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so you brought up James Storm and he actually returned on Pop TV, which I was shocked about. He came out through the crowd and it turns out that James Storm and Bobby Roode are gonna reform Beer Money. So this is not a big deal, but it's a deal. I think it's gonna be very entertaining, to say the least.
It's not a big deal. It's not a little deal.
It's just a deal.
I don't know what type of deal that he actually did with TNA. But it kind of sounds like it might be a short-term one. Like he's going to do the taped, deals for TNA because they are taping a bunch of episodes this week for Pop TV. So I'm not sure. We're going to have to wait and see what they actually do with the deal with him. But I could see him probably going back to the indies. It sounds like maybe things with NXT didn't pan out. You know, he had a pretty decent match with Adam Rose and the crowd seemed to be behind him. You could definitely tell he was a veteran and, you know, he was trying to get the crowd into things, but he doesn't have nearly as much star power as James Storm doesn't have nearly as much star power as like a Samoa Joe or a Finn Balor. So I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, TNA was definitely more his home than NXT was.
Yeah, but I guess my thing with this is that he said his speech was very intriguing because he said that he talked to his grandmother and she's the one who said that you need to be James Storm, not a guy playing James Storm, but be James Storm, the guy, something along those lines. And I don't know, like to me, it was kind of a knock at NXT because they were saying that we're going to have you play the character James Storm opposed to anything. But I don't know. Doug, what'd you think about him returning?
I'm not necessarily surprised at this. And the fact that he only appeared once on NXT. I don't know and I would love to see what his contract was with NXT. If he was just a, like a a 30-day trial or something like that. You know, like Netflix, you get him free for 30 days and then you have to start paying him.
Or the WWE Network.
Yeah. Yeah. Here he goes. Here's your 30-day trial. Hey, you know what? It's not working out. Why don't you go back to your home? He wasn't being utilized. Kind of like Solomon Crow, I didn't think was being utilized in NXT. And so he got his, you know, right to go away. James Storm, though, I think he belongs in TNA. I think that's as big as he's going to get. He might as well just stay there. I mean, and not a knock to James Storm. I would have loved to seen him succeed in NXT and move on to the main roster. I was kind of hoping he would go straight to the main roster just to give them some kind of mid-card level power and just some rejuvenation in the mid-card level. But seeing him go back to TNA, I think, is the best for him and probably for the rest of his career.
And yeah, the other thing that happened on Impact is that Kurt Angle came out and announced his retirement tour. So I take it this is going to be a full year of him touring or just a few months?
It sounds like he was going to do it for the UK tour and then he was going to be done. He did announce that he had a number of people he wanted to face. And so next week he said he was going to be taking on Drew Gallows, which, you know, Drew's been really great in TNA. He actually has done really great on the indies ever since he left WWE with that terrible three-man band gimmick that was not going to get anybody over. But I love Angle. I think that he is a tremendous wrestler. He is probably the best all around when it comes to the entertainment and wrestling aspect of wrestling. You know, he was able to do comedy and not dumb comedy. You know, I was never a big fan of Santino. I've gone on record saying that his type of comedy, but Angle, when he did comedy or was in a comedy sketch, he was fantastic. I remember him and Edge said, "Hey, what do you think of this picture?" And then on the back of the card, it said, "I'm an idiot," or, you know, like, "I'm a doofus," or something like that. You know, Angle's the bad guy and Edge was the face. It really funny stuff. And, you know, he was able to do that and not look dumb. You know, like it fit what was going on with that feud. And that's one of the things about Angle that I absolutely love. You know, he's tremendous talent in the ring. And, you know, I don't know. I think maybe that this is his TNA farewell tour. And that we might see him in a small run with WWE.
Oh, I don't know about a small run in the WWE. I think that he's done because they can't clear him because he has so many problems and they don't want to have another lawsuit.
General manager.
Yep.
I mean, he could do a GM role, maybe take a bump here and there, but like that's pretty much it. But I mean, we haven't had a GM in forever. I don't even remember the last Raw GM unless it was the
Brad
Anonymous.
Maddox?
Oh, yeah, that's right. For like 3 weeks?
Yeah, like Mad Braddox now.
Yeah, Mad Braddox. Oh, jeez. So let's move on to the TNA World Title Finals. We have EC3 taking on Matt Hardy. Now, earlier in the show, Matt Hardy got his butt kicked by EC3 and who else? Brodus Clay, whatever his name is. Tyrus, whatever. And someone else. I can't remember who. Oh, EY. Realistically, I mean, was this just set up that EC3 is going to win, Aaron?
I have a real question here, which is TNA decided to have a three-way at Bound for Glory, which was at the very beginning of October. And at that time, they had EC3 taking on Matt Hardy, taking on Drew Galloway. And Matt Hardy pinned Drew Galloway to win the world title. And so they went and they had this storyline where they said EC3 didn't really lose the title and this was BS and I want the title back. You know, and Jericho did something similar to this in WCW with the Cruiserweight title against Dean Malenko. And, you know, he's like, "Oh, if you pull up this section here, it says this, 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 this." You know, it was entertaining and stuff. That was for the Cruiserweight title, though, you know. And then they had a rematch, I think, you know, a couple weeks later and Malenko won it. And that was it. This was something where they said, "Okay, well, we're going to have a world title, you know, series that ends with the same two people that this all started with." And so you went this very roundabout way, you know, when I really feel that what they could have done, and I understand why they didn't, they had all this stuff taped, but, you know, they could have just said, "We're going to go ahead and have you two face each other, or we're going to do a redo of the three-way title match. And whoever wins actually wins it this time." And instead, we had 2 months where there was no champion for TNA. Off the Mark did not cover TNA because there was nothing of interest to be said for TNA. There really wasn't. And I'm confused what this even accomplished. I really am.
I'm puzzled too, dude. I guess it just shows that it was not planned out properly. I mean, maybe they're trying to do a clean slate to a certain extent with this, but it just, I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I'm glad that, you know, they're still on TV and they're on pop, but to me, it does leave a really bad taste in my mouth. Now, Doug, what are your thoughts on this?
I can't really say too much on this one. Just like I said, I enjoy EC3. I do not have Matt Hardy as a believable champion. I just don't. I have no faith in Matt Hardy. I can't tell you exactly why. It's just something I just do not like him.
And I agree. Andy, I know that you love Matt Hardy. You love V1.
Well, V1.
And the V1 gimmick was really great for him, but I've never seen Matt Hardy more than just a mid-carder. I'll be honest. I've never even really seen him as an upper mid-carder. Like, he would maybe hold the IC title, but only when the IC title was not held by someone really good. You know, like, I mean, I hate to say it. That's my feeling about Matt Hardy. And so I echo Doug's thoughts. I mean, Jeff was clearly, you know, world title material. He was. But Matt was not. And I'm confused as to what this feud is even trying to accomplish, because EC3 is definitely TNA right now. He really is. And I, you know, if they're going to have a Michael Bennett EC3 thing down the line somewhere, I think that'd be fantastic. You know, I think a Robert Roode EC3 feud would be really good, you know, if they decide to go that route, you know, depending on what they do. But right now, this is a fresh start for TNA. The last 2 months were terrible, and before that, they weren't much better. So right now, this, if you look at this as just one episode, like if this was your first bit of TNA, you'd say, oh, this is kind of cool. This is interesting. I want to watch this. This is something I think I could get behind. If this is your first TNA episode, if you've been a longtime TNA fan, I think if you watch this, you were just like, same old crap, you know?
But they might have got a new audience. You never know. That's the other thing, too. They might actually pick up more people. They're like, oh, look, it's Kurt Angle. I'm surprised they didn't put in more former WWE superstars, though. That's the one thing that was puzzling to me, because I thought they would have been pushing that just for the simple fact that, hey, these guys were in WWE at one point, but they never brought that up.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, that they didn't, you know, hold, or that they held back anyone that might debut, because you did have Michael Bennett, which you wanted the focus to be on. You also had the world title picture. You wanted the focus to be on that. And then you had James Storm come back, you know? I mean, those are three really big things. I don't think it would be a good idea to have too much in there. Like, I remember when they debuted on Monday night and they had like 6 to 10 people come out, like the Nasty Boys and Val Venus and Ken Anderson and Hogan, and like all these people came out. It's like, wait, what? Like, what is going on here? Like, I can't follow all this stuff, you know?
Would you have been shocked if Hulk Hogan came out as the Miracle?
If Hogan came out, I really would have wanted to see the reaction. I think that there might have been so many stunned, like, that it might have been dead. And then you would have heard the lone person shout, "You suck."
What I really thought you would do is be like, hold on a second. I got to make sure Roger is not reading any spoilers. I want to videotape his reaction when Hogan comes out, just because.
Yeah.
Because it was more like, wow, he's the Miracle that's going to, quote unquote, save TNA at Pop TV.
Yeah, no, they tried that once and they paid him a boatload of money to do absolutely nothing. So,
yeah, that's true. I wonder what Bischoff's been up to.
Yeah, you know.
Or what his thoughts are on this whole thing. But anyways, yeah, so that's TNA's debut on Pop TV this week. But anyways, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Doug Hahn and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.